Can you hand me that last steak, babe? I have to keep holding this. Awesome, thank you. There we go. Alright. How's that look? Yeah, not bad, right? I told you, I know how to put up a tent. I mean, it's been a while, but I think I did a pretty good job. Yeah, you're right. We'll see. Hopefully the wind doesn't knock it over tonight. No, of course it's not gonna happen. No. Don't worry. No, I got it tied down nice and tight. Stakes are, you know, totally hammered in, so we're good. God, it's so nice out here. It just, like, it smells different, you know? The air just feels so good. Are you happy, babe? Yeah? You're happy with our little anniversary camping trip? I know, I'm really glad we did this. I know, you've been working so much. I miss you. Come here. Just feels good to hold you. Feels good to be out here in the middle of nowhere with you. No cell phone reception. No one else but us. You're stuck with me. Two full nights out in the wilderness. Nothing to do but be together. Well, I guess I could go ahead and get us a fire going. Yeah, you want me to do that? I mean, sun is pretty much gonna be down in the next, I don't know, half hour. I know it's kind of dark already, but I think we should definitely have a fire for a little bit. What do you think? Yeah? Alright, I'll take care of this. Yeah, why don't you sit down? Sit in the camp chair and have something to drink, and then we can go cuddle up in the tent or something. What do you think? Cool. Alright. No, don't look at me like that. I can do this. Kind of like in a triangle, you know, like standing up with all the ends next to each other. Yeah. And then, you know. Yeah, so you've got to arrange your kindling. There we go. Come on, little kindling. There you go. Nice. Alright. Now, this is the tricky part, okay? Gotta put our logs very carefully next to the burning kindling. Gotta make sure those catch. There is a science to all of this, yes. Did you say that I look hot when I'm building a fire? Cool. Alright, look at that. We got fire. Yeah. We got a tent. We got fire. I am more than capable, baby. I got us for the weekend. You doubted me. You totally did. It's okay. I would probably doubt myself, too. Alright, let's get comfy in the tent. What do you think? Yeah? Come on.
Yeah, I sprang for the air mattress this time.
Yeah, it's really good quality.
Yeah. This one definitely does not have any holes in it. I promise, it's not gonna be like that time when we were waiting for our new mattress to get delivered and we had to sleep on an air mattress. No, I threw that one out, I promise. This is a new one. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah, come here, baby. Yeah, just lay with me. Come here. Mm-hmm. You look so relaxed out here. I can tell you seem more at ease. Yeah, I don't know, you seem more at ease. You're happy? Good. That makes me happy. Can you believe it's been a year? I know. It really doesn't feel like a year that we've been dating. I don't know, it's gone by so fast. But at the same time, I feel like, I don't know, we've done so much together, and been so many places. And it just feels like you've always been part of my life. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, come here. I'm gonna put my arm up so you can put your head on my chest. There you go. I love holding you close like this. Your hair smells good. Yeah, you know I love that shampoo. Or is that your lotion? Oh no, it's the shampoo for sure. Oh, I love that stuff. Please do not ever stop using that shampoo. Yeah, it's just like, it's become so connected to my sense of memory, you know? And you know what they say? Like how, what is it? Like, memory is most associated with smell. So like, you know, if you have a strong memory attached to, I don't know, the smell of freshly cut grass. And every time you smell freshly cut grass, you're gonna think of that memory. Do you know what I mean? Okay, alright. What I'm trying to say is that smell of your shampoo, just every time I smell it, I think of you and I think of our first date and, oh my god, how how embarrassed I was. I was embarrassed. You have to understand, okay? No one has ever made me feel the way that you do. So on that date, I had never been, like, nervous like that before. I'd never been, like, speechless like that. Yeah, you know, you're right. I choked. I completely choked on that first date. And I'm really honestly surprised that you wanted to keep going out with me. You're sweet. You are. You're very sweet. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad you gave me a second chance. Hey. I really love you. You know that, right? I do. I love you so much. Are you comfy? Well, of course you are. You've got your head on my chest. It's It's your favorite spot. Oh, do not deny it. You love falling asleep with your head right here, right on my chest. Because you do it every night. Well, okay, maybe not every night, but most nights. It's how you want to fall asleep. No, of course I don't mind it. I just think it's funny you're denying it. I like to cuddle too. In fact, I love it. In fact, I'm probably more addicted to cuddling than you are. Yeah, I am. Look, I'm holding you as tight as I possibly can. And I'm not gonna let go. All night. No, you're mine. No, I said you're mine. You're not getting out of my arms. No, not for anything. I don't care. I don't care if you have to go to the bathroom. I don't care if... I don't care. I'm not letting go. No, you're mine to hold. Mm-hmm. Yes? Well, I won't deny that. Sure, I have a little possessive streak. Can you blame me? I have the hottest girlfriend I've ever... I have the hottest girlfriend I could have ever dreamed of having. So yeah, I'm gonna hold you tight, and I'm not gonna let go. So I hope you're comfortable. Baby. You like when I'm like this? Baby. I love you. I love you. I love you more. No, I love you more. No. Are you tired? Yeah, a little bit. We could just go to sleep early if you want. Yeah, I mean, there's not that much to do out here anyway. It's really nice right now. All the bugs and, I don't know, animals and stuff. Just really relaxing. I hear you, babe. You like when I get possessive. I hear you. Okay. You like when I tell you what to do. Okay. I mean, I was pretty much aware of that already, but... good to hear the words out loud. Well, since you like that so much, why don't you be a good girl for me and shut your eyes and try to go to sleep? Oh, that got you excited? Sorry. I don't want to... No, we're trying to go to sleep right now, babe. Okay. Well, then be a good girl and go to sleep for me. How about that? Are you going to be bad? Or are you going to be good for me? Are you going to do what you're told? I hope so. Yeah, I hope you do, because otherwise... I'm just gonna have to punish you. You don't want that, do you? No. So close your eyes. Listen to the sound of the forest. listen to the sound of my voice, the sound of the forest around us. You try to go to sleep. You think you can do that?
I think you can do that.
Yeah. Just keep your eyes shut. Try to match your breathing to mine. Here, do you want some more blanket? There you go. Is that good? Try not to think. Try to just relax your body and let all the tension of today let go.